It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Does Lima like?
Or does Lima no like?
Like?
Tell me likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like. No like.
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
All right, so the Cavaliers got back on track. Yeah, they had the loss against Detroit, but something to pay attention to.
I'm alive.
But Jared Allen. Not going to be pushed around anymore. Now, he had 25 points, 12 boards, 11 of 12 from the field yesterday in that game. Remember, in that first Clippers game, they were getting pushed around in a huge way. And so came back with a vengeance last night. He had the really nice game against San Antonio where he was 10 of 11 for 29 points. And that's nice to see because we've been wondering, Jared Allen, you know, even throughout all the winning, there are some games there in the close where he found himself on the bench, you know, in the fourth quarters. And so we don't talk a lot about every analysis we have of the Cavs is about Donovan in the playoffs, Darius in the playoffs, Evan Mobley. We so rarely talk about Jared Allen and what he's going to be in the playoffs, which is interesting considering last year how the playoffs went, his injury, and what was said about him after the season.
I think
ended.
We say it because we don't really know, or we don't want to say it because we don't know. His role seems to be like we define it for the other three, and then his seems to be to fill in whatever gap that's left. And that puts him in a very tough position. But I think that now, with the way he's played again, I think a lot of people, if they don't do what they're supposed to do, or at least in the fashion they're supposed to do it, like if all of a sudden, you know, Orlando takes him to six or Detroit takes him to six or seven for crying out loud, I think people are going to be more critical of Darius Garland. I think they're going to be more critical of other people and not Jared Allen. I think it's changed for so many fans.
Lime and like.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kyle Manzardo making his case, early MVP consideration. What a way to start the season, Kenny.
I realize why I like him.
Why is that?
He has a mustache, and it reminds me of the ball players you grew up with.
Well, it seemed like they all had him.
I said that to a friend the other day. Yep. I said he looks like one of those guys that on the trading card looks 45, but he's 28.
Yep. That mustache
kind of has that same feel to it.
With great mustache comes great responsibility, and he's playing very, very well. Nobody's got to complain about Josh Naylor not being here.
Well, I was going to ask you.
He's fantastic.
You were on record the last few years saying Josh Naylor was the most interesting baseball player. He was your favorite guy to watch.
But I also was on record saying if you had to extend either one, either or him or Stephen Kwan, it was Stephen Kwan. It was not Josh Naylor. Colin Manzardo, this is a good start. This is a really fine start by him. And I bet it's going to be a more consistent output by Colin Manzardo. I'm betting on that. Not sure, but that's what I'm willing to go with.
Lima Lights.
How about Tanner Bibee? What an interesting start to the season. Comes out, has the issues.
He had the gravy pants going on.
He did for the opener, which had to be, devastating.
Yeah, it had to be tough.
But fortunately, they still won that game. And then you were wondering how he was going to re-enter, you know, the rotation. He comes in yesterday, 5 2/3, 2 hits. And blanked him. It was a really solid performance.
Nolan Jones went through the wall on one of those hits. And it was chip shape.
Yeah.
Which I agreed with Stephen Vogt. I think Stephen Vogt came out and was like, hey, he went through the door. We make this a double, but they still left it be a triple.
Well, it's only if the ball leaves the park, not the player.
I guess that's probably what the ump told him. I didn't have the volume on. Did they say that? Did they explain that?
I don't know.
I saw him come out.
I've been taking advantage of the... with the app, you can now get an alternate audio feed, and been taking advantage of that.
That's nice. Okay, I didn't realize that.
Lima Lights.
And could it be a new discipline at the plate, maybe a new approach this season for the Guardians? I saw this yesterday. They've seen an average in 2024, an average of 141.6 pitches per game through three games, 161. So they've seen 20 more pitches than they did last year.
Bo Naylor had an at-bat yesterday that ended up in a sack fly to move a runner over that at-bat's still going on. It was forever. I know
exactly the one you're talking about.
Yes.
And sometimes a little thing, like it's only three games, right? It's against Kansas City. Who knows what Kansas City is going to be, and it's so hard to have any real takeaways. I always hate the beginning of the year in baseball because depending on the network that's broadcasting the games,
yeah,
are they putting up last year's stats? Are they putting up this year's stats? And you always look at the stats. You're like, I have no idea what any of this means. Guys are batting 700. Guys are, you know, it's like so early. None of the numbers mean anything. So you're always discombobulated at the beginning of every season in baseball with the way they approach the numbers.
Throws you off. But I do have a minor gripe I have to make coming up at 720. They took 2 of 3. I'm glad they took 2 of 3. I got a problem with something that happened on Saturday. I'll explain at 722 on the Fan.
All right. Could there be some mutual interest with the Kent State football coaching job?
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Josh Cribbs campaigning for a job that I believe, Mitch, correct me if I'm wrong, is that job even open yet? Because Kenny Burns was placed on administrative leave. Have fun on the Reddit boards trying to figure out why. That was a spicy weekend looking at comments.
I'll be back in a minute.
My phone certainly... started to warm up on Friday morning. I was a little bit surprised by it.
I had some texts with somebody over at ESPN about this. Someone who's very close with us and on the show frequently about some of the investigations that could be going on.
Maybe they'll just move on and he'll still be the head coach. I'm not sure.
But it's still, the job is not technically open.
Yes. It's not officially open as of now.
Administrative leave.
And they go, stop Josh Cribbs from politicking for it. Sorry. Well, hate to give away what I can sell.
Here it was, Josh Cribbs yesterday with Daryl Ryder on our weekend show.
The college landscape has significantly changed, and we all know this. To try to stay competitive, even in the MAC is tremendously competitive now. Me, you know, having just a lot of resources and to be able to stay ready for the opportunity and to be ready for an opportunity and not have it, rather than have an opportunity and not be prepared. So I'm ready with NIL money. I'm ready with the resources. I have coaches, NFL coaches, college coaches ready at my disposal, not just to possibly join the staff, but to assist in making Kent State a success again.
Kenny, what do you think? Can Cribbs get it done?
You literally, I was trying to find it, but good luck searching for anything on Twitter anymore. Zach had a great... No, like the numbers of the advanced numbers of what you can do in college football. And I think there was only one or two categories that Kent State wasn't like one. How many are there? 113 now? Or one? No, there's like 130. They were 130 out of 130. They were dead last except for two. And the other two was like 127th. Like you literally can't get any worse.
They are one.
Gonna get the money.
And 23 the last 2 years under Kenny Burns after Sean Lewis left. Not only that, last year, Kenny, and I remember this vividly because I was doing the game, they lost to a team that has gone down to Division III.
Yeah, they have.
St. Francis.
Yes, they have. And that coach did not think they were going to win.
No.
In his pregame talks to you.
No. Maybe that's one of the games that's being investigated.
We'll see. Probably should be, because that one, I was watching that, and there's so many games you're like, okay, like this will happen. And that's why that's why App State and Michigan was such a surprise. You're just like, okay, like, come on. Let's go. And eventually, like, you think they're takeover, and then maybe they put a... There was no, like, it was like, nope, St. Francis is the better team from the very beginning to the very end. Like, that's very ugly. But yeah, if Josh Cribbs wants a job, knock yourself out, sir. I applaud you. Go ahead and get it if you can get it.
Lyman O'Likes.
Speaking of job openings, there is one at Cleveland State. They've had another coach walk out the door this time, Daniil Robinson, leaving for North Texas. North Texas, whose coach just went on to West Virginia. So it kind of shows you, unfortunately, the pecking order of how these things go. Because if you got coaches leaving for North Texas, it's going to be hard, man. Cleveland State is a really, really tough in this Horizon League. It's just going to be really tough.
Yeah.
To not only find a coach that you want, then find a coach that who would actually stay.
I got one. I had a friend text me yesterday.
Go ahead.
Are you sure you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Sonny Johnson.
You know what? I saw some scuttlebutt about Sonny on the interweb. I did see that over the weekend.
You think it could work?
Again, like... what? You think about it this way. Again, if you are conducting a coaching search at Cleveland State, what are you doing? How are you approaching it?
You got to be focused on getting a young, energetic coach, I think. I think if you're focused on a guy who's going to stay, I think you're going to run into a lot of problems. I think a place like, I think that Akron, Kent, any mid-major place in the area, if you're focused on getting guys who are going to stay, I think you're making a mistake. Get the best 2-3 years you can out of them, and if they move on, hire another guy like it and hope that guy works out too. You got to be able to find him.
Well, Gary Waters was able to hang around. He had 11 years at Cleveland State. That's just not happening again.
Exactly. It's different now. It's so different. And what do I say to Daniel Robinson? What do I say to Dennis Gates? Jared Calhoun from YSU? It's like, you have to move on. These are better opportunities.
So much more
money. And now with the transfer, whether it's 1,300 are in the transfer portal right now and the season ain't already over yet.
Yeah.
It's like there's opportunity out there for you to go find players and win now.
Lime and Lights.
One final one, we'll close. Happy birthday, Andrew Berry, 38 years old yesterday.
There you go.
Isn't that nice, Kenny?
I'm older than Andrew.
38. Isn't it crazy? Crazy how young he is.
Yeah, it is.
And he has been here for, is this year number 6?
Yeah, something like that.
He's going to be entering.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, Andrew Berry.
Everybody,
38 years old.
I say everybody deserves to have a happy birthday. You should always, if you can take a day off, try to take your day off on your birthday.
That's nice. It
should be a special day. Everybody deserves, if you can't have one special day for yourself, what's this all about? What's this all for?
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.